Hey PSJA Memorial Percussion Ensemble from Alamo, Texas. This is Dr. Caleb Pickering from Texas A&M University Corpus Christi. Looking forward to hearing you today, especially on this piece, Duane Rice, Yi King. It's one of my favorite percussion ensemble or percussion orchestra works, and actually is the first percussion orchestra work I ever got to play as a student. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. I believe I played percussion 3, so very cool piece. Looking forward to hearing you on the second.
From Alamo, Texas, directed by Richard Castillo. Their performance selection is I Ching, pronounced Yi Jing, okay, by Duane Rice. Please take the time to silence all electronics and refrain from leaving or entering the area of your performance. Thank you for your attendance today. Please join me in welcoming
all right, looking forward to it.
Memorial Percussion Ensemble.
Strong start, very nice. And Richard, conductor, I appreciate you giving the finger clicks at the beginning for tempo. Not enough people do that. One small technical comment for vibraphones and a little bit, a handful of marimba players. It's fine to have that lift in the stroke, you know, that that semi-visual lift. I know we're bringing the sound out and we're playing with weight. Just make sure when you're doing those types of strokes, you are playing with weight and you're not playing a high-velocity stroke on top of the bar and just coming up, because you're just doing a lot of work to get, you know, a normal sound when you could do half as much. Beautiful blend in the keyboards. Everything's coming through very smoothly. Ooh, yeah, that's a good marching machine. Small thing, I could actually use a little bit more log drum. I know the instrument doesn't speak super well as is, but just a little more. You know, maybe some of the IP snot balls, the OS1s, I believe. So the chugging patterns in the marimba, jun, 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 like looks like marimba 4 and those, the like, those are coming through pretty nice, but I could use a lot more of that marimba 1 and marimba 3, you know, those parts that they had some permutations in the mid, kind of the mid and mid high, mid low register, and, you know, I saw the hands moving, but the sound didn't get to me. Nice, nice colors, nice timbres in the middles. Seemed like the impact to this new section, or this new movement, I can't remember which one it is, it didn't quite have the same confidence as some of the others, so I'm not sure if maybe this is a weaker transition for us. I know it has, you know, those rough type figures getting into it. Maybe we're just a little nervous about where to place those. Just something to consider. Nice cymbal bow. Moment. I could use maybe just a touch more of the brush on the bass drum. Not necessarily faster, but longer strokes that, you know, cover the full head. I think about making a infinity or a figure eight symbol with my hands. I appreciate the mallet change in the marimbas. Nice sonorous, nice blend, nice balance. Yeah, very, very choral in the orchestration here. It's a very good blend we have today. this is a small thing. Marimba, for that snare drum roll, could you use a faster roll skeleton? I could hear that 16th note check pattern underneath. I'm going to give y'all huge props for this one. Thank you for not using those loud impacts too soon in the piece. Y'all really save them for when they are needed and when they matter, which a lot of groups do not do that. So congrats on that one. So if you're looking back on this video, this is Marimba 3. That use of arm is quite nice. Marimba 4, you're working, you're doing a lot of motion. You're burning a lot of extra calories, so good for you. But you're doing a lot of work for not a lot more sound. Looks like we have a little bit of maybe an issue in the vibes between the two of them. Just a little fuzzy. Some of these exposed runs. Those little isolated figures. Seems like if we're not someone playing those runs, we might tune out a little bit and we're not subdividing, so just be careful. Like right there, yeah, coming, we had the whatever metal sound that was in the background, triangle, opera gong, whatever it was, but the 16th's coming out of that. Marimba, what's that, Marimba 1 and Vibe 1, we didn't quite pick up that 16th or 32nd, whatever it was, tempo. And hey, marimbas, when we have those figures, boom, dug-a-dum, beat-a-dum, like Marimba 2 right now is dee-da-dum. Beat a dum, 432, 432. Just make sure that we're not throwing away those lateral strokes in the hands, right? It's really easy to underplay a double lateral, so we make sure we pull out especially that second note, which for you would be mallet 3. This is just a small gripe. Something about the Glockenspiel mallet is a little too front for me, but that's personal preference. Great cymbal crash in the back impact there. Yeah, nice. One, two, five, bum. Yeah, like if you look back on the video and listen to the audio, it looks like Marimba 1 and 2, we just have these lateral kind of figures and these permutations we're doing, but I'm not, I see the hands moving, but I just can't hear it from the back of the room. So we could work on projecting a little bit more, you know, digging in a little bit more. Nice ending. Very cool, very cool. It's a hard piece of literature, and a great piece of literature. That great job, y'all. To the students, great job on playing some hard repertoire. You know, this is stuff I was playing in college, so, and y'all are in high school, so, you know, that's awesome to see. And great job to the conductor, the students, everybody involved. Yeah, Gilbert just said it best. Great performance, and yeah, I do agree. You know, it seems like the issues we had today, it's just a result of some of the orchestration of the piece, right? It's very heavy, dense orchestration, so we just need to assign a little bit more listening points and just know the score just a little bit better from the player's perspective. That will help a lot, knowing exactly what happens when, and then also having... sorry, the video just kicked on. Having some of that blend and balance adjusted just a little bit. You know, the drums were really, really mellow and really stayed under the radar, but it'd be great if we could get some of those permutations in the marimba to come through a little bit more. But great job overall. Again, this is Caleb Pickering from Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Thanks for playing for us today, and loved hearing you.